Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, full show ahead. Plenty to get to, some good news for Nebraska football over the weekend, some bad news for Nebraska baseball, which, like has been the case this whole year, and beautiful weather. How are you today?
Pretty good, Jake. What even happened with Nebraska baseball yesterday? They ended up playing late night?
Yeah, they had like a 3-hour delay. They had two delays, and the last one was 3 hours. They come back and lose to Illinois, I believe 5-4 is the final score.
So they lost the series.
So they now need to sweep their last series of the season to make the Big Ten tournament.
Okay, well, here we go.
You know what you have to do, yep. And good luck, because you've been playing bad baseball this year.
Here we go, though, right?
Here we go.
So Illinois is in the hunt for the Big Ten title regular season.
Yes, yeah, and they took.
That's why they wanted to play.
Yeah, that's right. And Nebraska wanted to play because they need to get to the Big Ten tournament. So, of course, both teams wanted to play. They said we'll play all night if we have to.
And that class must not have been an issue getting back to class.
You know what's sad, though? The way Nebraska lost was the most Nebraska way ever this year. I mean, Illinois hits a single, and then two different errors lead that runner to go all the way home to win the game. A simple single turned into two bad throws of errors that led to that runner on the same play going home and winning the game. Nebraska falls to Illinois last night after a very, very long game in a rain delay. And that is just kind of the way the season has gone for the Husker baseball team. Next year needs to be a lot better.
Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning to
Gus. How was your weekend? I didn't hear from you much. You know, I heard one thing from Sip all weekend long. Yeah, should I say it?
Go ahead.
I got one text.
Go on your rant.
One little chain of texts from Sip.
Go on your rant.
He says he's meeting with Alex, right?
Yes, Alex, grandson.
Grandson Alex. And he says, you won't believe what Alex just said. He said the Heat are not being talked about enough, basically. They're not getting the respect. And Sip, you know what happened last night in the NBA? The one seed that had the best record in the NBA in the Western Conference went down. They're not going to the Western Conference Finals. The Dallas Mavericks are, with Luka Doncic, Jalen Brunson, Spencer Dinwiddie had 30 points last night.
Nice job.
In a route, a 34-point route on the 33-point route on the road in Phoenix on the road. Blowout.
123-90.
33-point victory for the Dallas Mavericks.
Quick
so
stat. Quick stat. Hold on. Quick stat.
I'm just trying to give my Heat some love here.
You're about to. Quick stat. Luka had 27 at halftime. The Suns had 27 at halftime.
Well,
Luka had 57-27.
The leading scorer for the Suns was Cameron Johnson. Yeah, 12 points.
You got it. Cameron Johnson.
Booker had 11.
I like this.
I saw that Chris Paul had a plus minus of, I think, minus 39. The worst of his regular season or postseason career. Minus 39. He's getting old, Sip. He's what, 37 now?
He's been part of teams that have been up 205 times and went down.
Well, like I said, no one even right now, everyone says, "Oh, the Heat, you know, it's gonna be Celtics and Warriors for the finals this year." And congrats okay, the Celtics on their Game 7 win over the Bucks. They're gonna go to the finals now, but they keep forgetting about the team that everyone forgets about, which is the Heat, who, by the way, Sip, have not lost a home game yet this postseason. They beat the Sixers in six games, beat the Hawks in five games. Should have been a four-game sweep with the Hawks.
Keep going.
Why not just keep disrespecting them? Why not? Yeah, they have no chance. They've been terrible so far. No chance at all against the Celtics. How could they ever beat Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown? How could they ever beat them? Oh, because they're going to.
Charles Barkley.
In six games.
Charles Barkley picked the Celtics.
Well, keep feeding.
Here's what he said.
Why?
Charles Barkley said, because Boston will be more efficient offensively. They have more players who can be efficient offensively. He said, he mentioned Tyler Hero struggles.
So yeah, he's been poor this postseason.
You need Jimmy Buckets.
Jimmy
to be
has
big.
Been phenomenal this postseason.
Yes. You need Jimmy Buckets to be big. You need Bam to be bigger.
Yes, that's true.
And you need who's that outside shooter you like?
Well, they got several. They got Max Strus.
Yeah, Max Strus.
They've got Gabe Vincent. They've got Duncan Robinson, who doesn't play much.
Not playing much.
He had eight threes the first game against Atlanta and then just didn't play the rest of the series,
basically.
They're
paying him $90 million to sit the bench.
Yeah, he won't be there next year. Well, maybe he has to because no one's taking him.
But I want to tell you something. I respect where you're coming from. Not just
you
because
should because they've lost three. They are 8-3 this postseason. And like you said, they need more from those guys, but they've already been 8-3 with that being the case. Bam has been average this postseason. He was good the last game against the Sixers when they won on the road in Game 6. He was good that game. Defensively, offensively, he was good. Jimmy needs more help. You're right. And the shooters need to shoot better on the road. They shoot great at home still, three-pointers. They need to shoot better on the road.
So there's the matchups. We have the matchups at least.
Yes.
In the West.
Yeah, Warriors and Mavericks.
And in the East, Celtics, Heat. And I will tell you, Jake, I respect your Heat. I respect your take. They do get, like Alex was pretty convincing, they get overlooked. And I will tell you this, and we don't need to go down this road. I'm not going to take you down a weird road. But I watched four game sevens. You didn't hear from me because I was watching a lot of game sevens.
Is that right? Is that what you were doing?
I watched two full hockey games.
Whoa.
And I will tell you this. Now, it's because the nature of the NBA Game 7s, they weren't very good. Celtics-Bucks wasn't a very good
blowout.
Game. Pretty much a blowout.
And Mavericks-Suns was
pure
a blowout.
I watched Tampa Bay, the two-time defending champion, Stanley Cup champion, by the way.
Which I always laugh at. I mean, it's Tampa. Tampa Bay's a hockey town now.
You know what? You know it's a hockey state right now?
Yeah, because Florida's good, too.
Tampa Bay's about ready to start playing Florida in a seven-game
series. The Panthers were the one seed in the Western Conference.
I watched Tampa Bay take out Toronto on Saturday night. It was a fabulous game. I mean, it was 2-1 Tampa Bay. It was all they could do to hold off Toronto, which, by the way, hasn't won a playoff series since 2004.
Yeah.
Toronto.
Yep.
And then last night, if you were watching, Jake, it was fabulous. The Rangers-Penguins went overtime in the Garden.
I'm proud of you now. Penguins, I'm proud of you for watching hockey.
Penguins-Rangers go overtime in the Garden. It was much more exciting than obviously what was going on in the NBA game. So TBS, hey, Jake, can I just give a big shout-out to TBS?
You can do whatever you want to do.
I just want to give a big shout-out to TBS for putting those games on. It's not hard to find them now. They're right there. And by the way, Rangers prevail in OT. Some kid named Artemi Panarin scores in OT and the Rangers overcame a 3-1 deficit. New York now faces Carolina. So the hockey was incredible.
I'm amazed at what you do now that you have time.
I know.
You're sitting down and watching hockey games.
Full hockey games.
This is beautiful. Watching full NBA games?
And I would tell you that the hockey was much better than the NBA.
Typically, game sevens are pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, both are pretty good, but hockey is just really good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know. I know. And I know some people told me over the weekend, oh, here we go. You're like all those people on Twitter saying there's no better playoff spectacle than NHL hockey. I don't know. I'm almost starting to buy into that.
It is a true spectacle.
Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of NHL. I wish I watched more.
I wish you would have watched.
But when I have watched the last few years the Stanley Cup, I'm like, why don't I watch this more often? This is awesome.
Well, you can do it.
The passion from the fans.
Oh, it's amazing.
And even the players. I mean, those guys are crazy.
The big cat. If you watch the Lightning, for instance, their goalie Andre Vasilevsky, the big cat. Oh, he's a big cat, baby. I mean,
I love the hockey updates. This is great.
Yeah, well, we'll continue to do that because this is just the first round.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful. Because the NBA, I'll enjoy Heat Celtics. I'm an Eastern Conference.
Yeah, you probably just assume the Celtics.
No, I won't.
Or something.
I will not assume that. And my other small take. Don't. I'm not going down this road either. I'm not going down it. Because guys jump me. Come on. I'll just tell you one thing right now. I was thinking about watching the Celtics Bucks yesterday. Come on, the Celtics team ain't like those. Bird McHale.
Well, who said it? There was.
Well, it's the basketball's not as good. Okay, let's.
No one would ever say that.
I'll take another road. These teams in the East aren't as good as the Bad Boy Pistons, right? Right. Dumars.
No.
Isaiah.
No.
Lambeer. Mahorn. Well,
you're talking
Rodman.
About a different style of basketball. What team?
No, you're not.
No. What team in today's basketball is physical like that?
Yeah.
Who?
Not really anybody. You're right. And the Pistons,
those teams shoot as well as these teams,
though? The Pistons weren't going to shoot 51 threes. I don't know. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas and Dumars could shoot.
All right? There's no doubt that the style of basketball has changed since your glory days.
And the Bulls, these teams as good as the Bulls with Jordan? No. Are these teams as good as the Showtime Lakers? No.
I don't think some of
the reason I watch these games. And I'm not as captivated as I used to be.
I've never, yeah, I mean, I don't think right now is a great age of basketball.
Oh, it's not. I'm telling you it's not.
I think that's why people are less interested in it.
I think
though.
So, too.
I mean, yeah.
It's not a great age. It's just not. You ain't Pat Connaughton ain't starting for any of those teams I'm talking about.
No.
I don't know if Pat Connaughton's starting, by
the way.
Well,
he plays.
Major men.
He plays.
Anyway, we don't have to go. Let's go. Let's go football.
Well,
hang on.
Before that, we'll get to Kane Williams in a second. People are getting pissed at me for not saying something here.
Oh.
Congratulations to the Nebraska softball team. They beat Michigan 3-1 to win the Big Ten tournament in softball. They are going to go play in the Stillwater Regional at Oklahoma State for the NCAA tournament.
It's been a long time since Nebraska's won a conference tournament in
softball. It's been 18 years.
Yeah.
Brent Wagner, pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, 2004.
18 seasons.
2004. That would have been a Big 12 title.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
18 seasons.
They go, and in fact, they won three tight games over three very good pitchers at the Big Ten tournament. And that's, yes, congratulations to Rhonda Revelle, who is absolutely jigged. Now, you don't remember this, but I used to cover the softball team. And I got to say, late 80s, early 90s, and she was Rhonda's been there that long. I don't know about late 80s, but early 90s, she was there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And she's absolutely one of the classiest coaches I've ever dealt with. And she's one of those people that I feel like was put on earth to be a coach.
Yeah.
Put on earth to lead. How about that? Put on earth to lead.
And you know, there's been some tension in that program the last couple of years from previous players that came out and said some things about Rhonda Revelle. But here they are.
She must be pretty good. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it bounces back from that, Nebraska is the 2 seed in the regional in Stillwater. They're there with Oklahoma State, Nebraska the 2, North Texas the 3. Nebraska will play them in their first game, and then Fordham is the 4 seed in Stillwater. That'll be the 20th through the 22nd. So that is Friday through Sunday.
We got some postseason action.
Yes.
We got some postseason action.
That's right.
Some serious postseason Nebraska softball action. Tip your cap to Bill Moose for keeping Rhonda.
Absolutely.
For weathering that storm with Rhonda. And here we go.
Kudos to you. Congratulations to Nebraska softball, the Big Ten tournament champions in softball.
All right, we're kind of all over the map.
I know we are. Well, that's, you know, in the summertime when you've got news everywhere and you don't really have a, you know, anything that's going on, you bounce around a little bit. There was more good news for Nebraska football, Sip. We knew this maybe was coming, but it did officially happen yesterday. But the Alabama safety transfer, Kane Williams, who was in Lawrence earlier last week talking with Lance Leipold, commits to Nebraska. He did not play much last year. He played in the national championship game.
No, it was the SEC title game.
Okay, then the article
it
I saw
five different ways. Okay, he played the SEC title.
All right, he played in the SEC title game.
Specials.
So he didn't play a lot on a deep unit at Alabama, but I guess anybody that comes from a program like that, you feel pretty good about, right? Or what should fans expect from Kane Williams in terms of is he going to be someone that can push for a starting spot, or is he depth at this point?
Okay.
That's the question I would have. Is he further depth for Nebraska?
The safety position, you know, you're talking about Marcus Buford. You're talking about Miles Farmer.
Yep.
Okay, those are your starters probably.
Yeah, Singleton back
there. And Deshaun Singleton. Now, after that, there's probably room. I mean, and Jake, I don't think you'd take him. Now, this isn't a senior, though, you understand. It's a redshirt freshman, okay? This isn't Stephon Wynn
right.
Coming on where you say, yeah, you're playing. This isn't Devin Drew coming in mm-hmm. and saying, you're playing. It doesn't have to be that way because he's a redshirt freshman, is Kane Williams. So, I don't know. Miles Farmer, a lot of experience. Marquise Buford. They love him. They love that kid. He's only a sophomore, though. Hasn't played a lot. Deshaun Singleton made a big impression this spring. So I don't know. The interesting thing is this is the eighth scholarship defensive back Nebraska has brought in since the end of last season.
Eighth. That's
right. A whole basketball team.
They did. That's a lot.
Brought in a whole basketball team. Because, and you like to go down this road, remember the pandemic?
How could I forget the pandemic? You know, I try to forget it every day.
Well, a bunch of guys.
I remember it, but I try not to.
Amid the pandemic fog, a bunch of guys from Florida made their way out of Lincoln. Remember that?
I do.
Remember Jaden Francois?
Yep. I look forward to seeing that guy here.
Remember Ronald Delancey?
Barely, yeah.
Miami?
Yep.
Remember Henry Gray?
I remember that one.
Yeah, those are all defensive backs, Jake.
We could use those guys.
Yeah, well, that's why they brought in a pile of them. That's one reason. Then, you know, they lost Keyshawn Green. He was a Florida guy, linebacker.
Yep,
lost Marcus Fleming, Florida guy, a receiver. Lost Marvin Scott from Port Orange. Remember him?
I do, yep.
All those Florida guys are no longer around here. I don't know where they are. Pandemic fog. They just made their way out. You know who's still here, though? Taman Lynam. I love that kid. Taman Lynam's still here from Orlando. I don't know where he's at in the pecking order, but they've brought in.
Why do you love that kid, then?
I just like it. I like his length. I like the fact he's still here.
I had to clear up one.
It's a guy you
don't hear about. So why does Sip love Taman Lynam?
But okay, all right. Late, and I think he's hanging in there. So they've brought in. This is defensive back number 8 on scholarship since last season. Javier Morton, he's battling, though. He's down the depth chart. Jaden Gold, same, down the depth chart from Oradell, New Jersey, freshman. Morton's from Garden City Community College. Singleton, we talked about, from Hutchinson. He's in the mix at safety. Malcolm Hartzog, you don't hear that name, do you? Bassfield, Mississippi.
No, you don't. Nope.
Corner, probably. I think that's a corner. Jalen Martin, that's a freshman. Malcolm Hartzog. Jalen Martin, freshman from Chicago. Tommy Hill, you hear his name, don't you? Could be your starting corner.
That's a name you mentioned a lot. You like that name.
Yeah, Tommy Hill, future pro. I'm just going to put that on him.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah, here we go. Hey, Jake. Future NFL player,
please,
Tommy.
Stop.
I'm doing
There's so many names that Wet Blanket will bring up that have failed that
Wet
moniker.
Blanket, what's today?
Wet Blanket
May
claims
16th.
He claims you owe him donuts.
Wet Blanket.
You told him that both Vokolek and Allen would get drafted at tight end.
Well, I do owe him donuts.
Yep.
All right.
If you're listening, Wet Blanket, that's an admission right there.
Wet Blanket. Let's go double or nothing. I got Tommy Hill.
Oh, no.
I got Tommy Hill getting drafted. And then Omar Brown.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Because I've seen Tommy Hill. Omar Brown is the other one. Now, I don't know what we're going to see from Omar Brown because of injury. But anyway, they did get Kane Williams. He was a consensus 4-star. He's from Marrero, Louisiana, which – we used to list that as Mickey Joseph's hometown.
Yes. Well, okay.
Hometown. Yeah. Marrero. Consensus 4-star.
He didn't get a bunch of interest in the portal. He had Nebraska, Kansas, Tulane, Temple, and Indiana
right.
as offers out of the portal.
Yeah, it's curious because
in terms of big time schools, I mean.
Yeah, because out of high school, he picked Bama over Florida. Florida State, LSU, Miami, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. So that list was more impressive. You pointed out on the rundown, could this be another Tyreek Johnson? Didn't you point that out?
I said, here's hoping that this is a different story than Tyreek Johnson.
Yeah.
Nebraska got really excited about, fans got excited about getting a former 5-star player in Tyreek Johnson from Ohio State who has not panned out at all so far. Haven't heard the name. It's just buried in the depth chart at Nebraska.
Right.
But you got excited because, it was a big-time star in terms of the before, out of high school.
From Ohio State.
From the Ohio State.
Right. Which is informative that you can't. Okay. It's informative in this way. Alabama and Ohio State can have recruiting misses, too. Okay. I'm not saying Kane Williams is. But they can have them.
The difference is that they clean up the mess a lot quicker than maybe Nebraska does,
yeah.
right? Oh, they didn't work out. Well, guess what? This guy will, and so
right.
will that guy.
Right.
We're fine.
Right. You're exactly right about that.
They can afford to miss.
Yeah. So Tyreek Johnson, no. And, I mean, they like him. I mean, he's a great kid. But he was nowhere to be found this spring on the depth chart. You never heard him mentioned, Tyreek Johnson.
No.
So he's not. But – I want to emphasize something. He's a good attitude kid. They like him. And he probably likes it here. So, but as far as Kane Williams goes, yeah, you could see him slotting in there. I mean, see him slotting in there right after those top three. That's my guess is what you're doing. And I say top three, Miles Farmer, Marquise Buford, and Deshaun Singleton. And maybe then you slot him in there and see what that looks like. The portal conversations are fascinating. We had Devin Drew on.
We did.
Last Friday. And Devin, I was thinking about this weekend. I think about things.
How often?
I was literally thinking about this weekend when he said he's coming in late July. How do you do that? Did you put him ahead of Mosiah Newsome right off the jump? That same position. Newsome's been in the program for 3+ years. I think you got to be delicate.
Delicate's the word.
I don't know if you put him in. I don't know. Maybe you don't have to be that delicate. You just work him in with the ones occasionally and see what that looks like with Devin Drew, knowing you're probably going to put him in there. And maybe you hope that Newsome looks at this guy and goes, no. You're not coming in here and beating me out. No.
Well, I wish that was always the manner of kids.
Right.
Hey, you're new here. Congrats, but guess what? I'm in your way.
Well, I mean,
you play after me.
Yeah, I hope a guy like Mosiah Newsome. I don't like to single him. I'm just single him out as a returning player that's been on the team for a while. Mosiah Newsome, you hope he sees these guys, Devin Drew. Then they offered a junior college kid from College of the Canyons, Taylor Lewis. It must have been late last week. Taylor Lewis from Santa Clarita, California, originally from Chicago. They offered him too, by the way. So I don't know what that picture, if they would take both Stephon Wynn, who was here from Alabama with Kane Williams, and Taylor Lewis from College of the Canyons.
Take them all.
Well, you
take
could.
Them all.
I mean, you could. There, I mean, people are going to wonder where's that 85 limit at? Right now, it's at 85.
Okay.
Okay. Right now, there's the 85 man scholarship limit is full. They got a full boat, so somebody's leaving.
And they're looking at still Stephon Wynn.
Stephon Wynn, Taylor Lewis. They're looking at.
That's two.
Yeah, I don't know if they would take both. They're both defensive interior guys, it looks like. Well, they are. They're interior guys. The kid from College of the Canyons is a big dude, 300-pounder. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to have to get rid. I mean, I hate to say it that way.
Wow, that is – yeah. That's tough.
They're going to have to –
get rid. Some guys – rephrase that.
Some guys are probably going to have to head out.
There we go.
That's not get even that
good. Get rid of. That just sounds so weird.
Would it be better if I said toss out of the boat?
No life jacket sound for you.
Can you swim? Go.
Because you have to. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. So that's sort of the update. We'll hear. I would imagine. Now, I have no inside information on Stephon Wynn. And you said this was sort of expected, this Kane Williams commitment. I don't know that I expected it. I was expecting Stephon Wynn. So maybe they're going to get two Alabama kids.
Maybe they will.
Yeah.
Did you see who Oklahoma picked up yesterday?
I did not.
Sooners? They picked up a quarterback from the JUCO ranks named General Booty. His first name is seriously General.
I love that first name.
He is the nephew of former USC quarterback John David Booty.
We saw some John David Booty, didn't we? Did we see him
in Nebraska? I think they may have seen John David
Booty. I thought we
David
saw John
Booty.
David yeah. Booty for a game.
I think you might be yeah. right.
Yeah, I think there's a booty call.
there it was. General Booty.
Oh, well, I think.
Here, get this.
Gus just shakes his head. Sometimes.
General Booty becomes the seventh.
Didn't I have to say that?
Yeah, it's a booty call.
Yeah.
General Booty, the seventh quarterback at Oklahoma now. Seventh. Seven.
Why do you need seven?
They have seven quarterbacks.
Nebraska has seven, too.
Do they?
Count, yeah, walk-ons, yeah.
Okay, I don't know how many walk-ons for Oklahoma, but this guy was one of the best JUCO quarterbacks in the country.
That's interesting.
General Booty.
That's interesting.
New quarterback at Oklahoma.
Okay. There's some football talk
yeah,
for
how
you.
About that? Yeah, how about that for May 16th?
Where are we going now? Give us.
I got something I want to talk about here. Next year. Next season. There are two quarterbacks that CBS Sports say in the Big Ten could make a Kenny Pickett-type leap to the first round of the NFL draft. Do you buy these two names? I'll tell you those names next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.